I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
And it's true, there is no place I would rather be. I'm right here with you on KGO. I'm John Rothman, I'm in for Drex, and I'll be back tomorrow night. So all of you will know that, and we'll have a lot to talk about tomorrow, that's for sure. But tonight I want to catch up on a verdict. A verdict that came in this afternoon. Because I've talked about it, Pat Thurston has talked about it, Ron Owens has talked about it. I think we've all talked about it. ABC 7 reported tonight, a federal jury found California's largest utility guilty on Tuesday of misleading investigators about how it was identifying high-risk pipelines after the deadly pipeline explosion in San Bruno. The jury found PG&E not guilty of 6 of the 11 counts that alleged pipeline violations. The blast of Pacific Gas and Electric Company's natural gas pipeline 6 years ago sent a giant plume of fire into the air, killing 8 people and destroying 38 homes in San Bruno. You've heard Jim Ruane here on this station several times. Jim is the mayor. Okay, this is what we know. During the investigation, prosecutors contended the San Francisco-based utility misled federal officials about the standard it was using to identify high-risk pipelines. Got that? Fixed in your mind. And ABC 7 reports that PG&E pleaded not guilty, not guilty, and said its employees did the best they could with ambiguous regulations that they struggled to understand. Okay, now here's the thing. The lawsuit initially suggested a $562 million fine if PG&E was found guilty on any of the counts, any of them. Inexplicably, the prosecutor dropped the request for how much should be awarded. And indeed, the argument was made that nobody at PG&E is a criminal. And the accusation was made that prosecutors were engaging in an elaborate second-guess game. Well, let me tell you, they were found guilty. And the fine, maximum liability was $6 million. The actual fine was $3 million. 8080810. I want to ask you a question. It is a blunt question. Was PG&E held responsible, really? Is finding PG&E guilty on some of the charges enough? Or should PG&E really be held accountable? And I have to tell you what bothered me about this. When PG&E pleaded not guilty and said its employees did the best they could with ambiguous regulations, I don't see any ambiguity. I think PG&E failed in its responsibility. And I want to know what you think about it. And I we've talked about it. We've rehashed it. We've gone over it. But I'm posing the question because I was so upset that essentially, although they're found guilty, the price to be paid is minimal. 8080810. By the way, none of that money goes to San Bruno. I was sort of shocked to find this out. The money does not go to San Bruno. Money goes into the general fund. So really, maybe the amount, the state general fund, but maybe the amount is not what matters. Maybe what matters is that there was a guilty verdict, but no mandate to clean up their act. I mean, it really is disturbing. Do you know the company did not subject the pipeline to appropriate testing? That they intentionally chose a cheaper method to save money? That's what the prosecutors told the jurors, and they're right. The assistant U.S. attorney, Jeffrey Schenck, said the motive was profit over safety. Profits over safety. PG&E engineers, we are told, did not think the pipelines posed a safety risk. They contend the company did not intend to mislead investigators. That's what Steve Bauer, the PG&E attorney, said. But I got to tell you, the utility inadvertently sent officials a draft policy about its standard for identifying high-risk pipes. Not one of those guidelines. Well, you understand. 8080810. No one was actually following those guidelines. I'm just disturbed. Not disturbed that they're found guilty, but disturbed that they're getting off so lightly. I mean, stop and think about it. This pipeline killed 8 people and destroyed 38 homes in the city of San Bruno. Phil in Vacaville, tell me what you think. Welcome to KGO.
Well, hi there. How you doing?
I'm great.
Great. I personally am miffed because, you know, when it comes to PG&E, what are we going to do? Take our business elsewhere? And before people start espousing all that solar stuff on me, that doesn't apply to guys like me who rent their home.
You're right. And I look, may I tell you honestly, I love PG&E. When I call mm-hmm. them, they come out to my house. They've come out. They service everybody. They're wonderful technicians. I've become friendly with some of them. I have no problem with them. It's the negligence that bothers me. And the idea that they would rather make a profit than be safe.
Well, you could have fined them $3 billion or $30 billion. And they still would have gone to the Public Utilities Commission and said, well, we have to raise rates because we're going to pay this fine. So it would be the people paying PG&E anyway are going to pay the fine.
You know, I
there's
know.
No incentive for them to do otherwise.
I know, and that's what bothers me so greatly. I don't get it. What do we do? What kind of correction would you suggest be made?
I can't think of any. The worst that will happen is maybe some low-level or mid-level managers will get arrested. They'll be thrown under the bus. Past that, there's nothing you can do. You're not going to shut them down or run them out of town.
Yeah. Well, you know what I would do? I mean, if I were a judge, I would mandate that their safety provisions be increased, that they really be responsible to correct what's going on, that they spend the money. And you know what? If the shareholders' dividends are lowered, so be it. Well, the fact that the company didn't subject the pipeline to appropriate testing, that they chose a cheaper method to save money, according to the prosecutors, is to me obscene. So I guess the only thing we can do is hold their feet to the fire. Do you think that's a fair judgment? I do. 8080810. Rama calling from Fairfax. Rama, fire away.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call, John. It's absolutely essential that PG and other corporations be held responsible when they're negligent. We have to, and it also should be pointed out to people, John, many people may resent hearing this, but this is part of the philosophy of the capitalist system, that money is so important to business people that human life is, can be sacrificed to their profits. We have to criticize that in public.
But you know what? That's not the capitalist system. That's people. That is people. That is people who misuse the capitalist system.
But that's the philosophy of capitalism, John, is that money is such a high value. This is part of the value.
No. The philosophy of the capitalist movement is that we try to create businesses that have profits. You don't have businesses with profits, you don't have a system.
But this is what happens when people become interested in profits, John. It becomes like an end in itself, and it becomes sick.
Not necessarily. I have to tell you, I know people who run businesses, mm-hmm. run them very fairly, uh-huh. provide for their employees, do a wonderful job, and they're not greedy. But this is
maybe
clearly
on a
case.
Small John, maybe on a small level you're going to see that, but when you get into large corporations, these like PG&E, they're run by people whose whole lives are
okay.
Just,
let me give you. There's an example of a company here in San Francisco. For many years, Levi Strauss was based here. They didn't exploit their employees. They helped them. So it's I don't want to cast stones where they don't belong. I appreciate the call, Rama. Thanks very much. 8080810. Speaking of casting stones, I hope no one's doing that on the roads, and we better get right to it and find out what's going on. How do you like these transitions? What do you think?
John, you know, I hope they're not casting stones. There was a story like that yesterday. It was happening in the Bay Area. Somebody chunking rocks in people's car window. Yes.
I'm appalled. Just
the police
appalled.
Were looking for them, but, you know, they got away. Nobody
well, thank
called.
Heaven you're here to report it. Go ahead.